Hey, Jason John Cowart here, Next Gen Pastor at New Covenant Church in Longview, Texas. And this is a podcast called Thoughts, where I highlight and discuss a thought or an idea or something God shows me over the course of the day. And I'd love to hear what you think. So let's continue the conversation on Facebook or Instagram at Jason John Cowart, or you can visit wearencc.com or jasonjohncowart.com. I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed. In nearly 20 years of ministry, I've heard people talk about needing to clean up before they came to Jesus. They'll say stuff like, well, I know I need to be in church, but I got to get my life together first. Or I know I need some help, but once I get my job or I get my relationship working right, then I'll come. That's kind of like saying, well, I need to fix this infection before I go to the doctor. I mean, you go to the doctor because you're sick, not after somehow you heal yourself, right? We don't really have the ability to fix our own problems. I mean, I think history has effectively proven that. What typically happens is that we try to fix an issue, and then we create another issue in the process. And what happens is this vicious cycle of issue after issue that are never really resolved, they're never dealt with, they're never really addressed. I mean, people may have moments of relief where the pressure and the problem aren't as severe, but the problems never really go away. The thing is, God isn't asking you to come to Him clean. He's asking you to come to Him. God's not alarmed by your problem. He's not overwhelmed by your issue. He's not repulsed at your sin. He is desperate for you to take that first step to Him because He knows that if you can get that one step, if you can just go one step, then He can help. All He wants is, God, I messed up. Please help me. And at that moment, heaven mobilizes to get you restored. If God can get you to come to Him, He can break the cycle of misery that keeps you trapped. You know, it's bad enough that this demonic thinking keeps people in their mess. But even worse, it keeps people sidelined. There's this thinking in the church that the devil wants to kill you. And I mean, sure, maybe, but he doesn't have to go that far. All he needs to do is immobilize you. If he can keep you inactive, he doesn't need to kill you. In fact, you're better advertising for him if he keeps you alive, but ineffective. The moment we receive Jesus Christ, a process of sanctification begins. And that's just a big church word that means that God starts the process of getting you holy. He'll address areas in your life that need addressing. He'll pull off your mask and ask you to face the mirror. He'll remove bandages and ask you to acknowledge the hurts. It's not because he hates you and wants to see you living in pain. It's because he loves you and he wants to see you living in purpose. And unbelievably, God will not only fix our issues in the process, he'll use those scars to set other people free. I mean, I genuinely believe that God hates when we have to go through pain, but he will always use that pain to bring healing. I mean, God does not let anything go to waste. So you can see the plan of the enemy here. He wants all of us to believe that we can't come to God because of our hurts and that we can't help anyone because of our scars. But that's a lie. God doesn't need our perfection. He needs our willingness. God wants to redeem you so badly that he literally gave everything to do so. And he wants you to use what Satan meant to destroy you to change other people's lives as well. So wherever you are in this journey with God, know that you are never too dirty to come to your Father in heaven. If you're broken, God will heal you. If you're sinful, God can redeem you. If you are sidelined, God can get you in the game. No matter where you are, God is waiting. He's perched on the edge of his seat with the hosts of heaven ready to change your life. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be willing. You know, it's simple. Just say, God, I'm here. I'm yours. I'm not perfect, but I'm willing. If you'll take one step, watch, God's going to change your life.